It's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecare@home.com.au, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I shared an article from the ABC, Dying at Home, Thousands of Victorians Unable to Receive Community-Based Palliative Care While Hospitals Attract Funding. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share how to get results when looking after long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. I'm always intrigued to see how much unnecessary time long-term ventilated adults and children spend in intensive care before they ever get to a place where they can really move forward and improve their quality of life and or their quality of end of life. It's one of the reasons why the cost to look after long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies have spiraled out of control in a clinical environment. It really comes down to me having seen what's possible for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in a home care environment. Intensive home care is a concept and a paradigm shift that many ICUs still struggle with in Australia, even though the concept and care model has been around for coming close to two decades in many European countries. As I mentioned in a previous blog post, DRGs A06A and A06B, which are the DRGs for long-term ventilation and tracheostomy in intensive care, are the second highest ranking DRGs after LVAD insertion when it comes to costs in Australia. Hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money are spent every year in intensive care units without hospitals, departments of health and private health insurances taking responsibility to reduce the cost and also provide much needed services to the patients and their families that are holistic and more patient and family friendly. By taking long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies home instead of keeping them in intensive care and institutionalized, everybody wins. Other first world and developed countries, nearly two decades ago, have solved this problem by providing intensive home care for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. This provides results and win-win situations for all stakeholders. Patients and families can be in a patient and family-friendly environment, which is their home. Patients and families can make drastic improvements in their quality of life and or quality of end of life. Patients and families can finally feel like they are more in control of their destiny rather than being in a depressing and limiting clinical intensive care environment. Patients and families can now look at what opportunities and possibilities are available in a home care environment, despite their perceived and real limitations. Intensive care units can free up their precious, in-demand and expensive ICU beds and admit more acutely unwell patients. Intensive care units, hospitals, departments of health and private health funds can reduce their expenses from $5,000 per bed day to a rate that is less than $3,000 per bed day. Intensive care units and hospitals have the capacity to improve their resource management by having beds, staff, equipment and other resources readily available. What are your thoughts? Do you think that intensive care units get the desired results for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies? Or do you think that new and innovative models of care, like intensive care at home, can provide a better solution? Leave your comments on the blog. Please also note that intensive care at home has been selected as a preferred provider for Queensland Health. We are also currently hiring enthusiastic and experienced intensive care nurses with critical care certificate for a ventilated Melbourne client close to the CBD. We are also looking for critical care trained nurses for home visits for tracheostomy patients. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again next week in another update.